Yes, indeed, friends, you're very welcome. As always, to Ralph McLean Country, I do hope you can stay with me for the next 2 hours. We're off on our regular journey that we make of a Friday night, and it's good to have your company. We're hitting the highways and byways of rich music, as always, in all its many fabulous forms. Tonight there'll be new country, old country, in-between country, and, well, country, I would say. Everything from bluegrass to singer-songwriters, local and international, plenty of intriguing little trips down the side roads as well, of course. We've got material tonight all the way from Italy, Milan to be precise, from Delaney Davidson, from Scotland, from Paul Handyside tonight with a tune from him, from Bangor County Down, yeah, we're getting international. Brand new material from Garth Dunlop tonight, recorded with Kim Ritchie out in Nashville. It's great stuff, listen out for that. If you want to get in touch via Twitter tonight, it's a very simple thing. At Ralph McLean BBC, that's the moniker you need to follow. Keep in touch that way. Let me know what you'd like to hear on the show tonight. You can check out playlists and all the usual things on the BBC Radio Ulster web pages. Get in touch via Facebook. Refer to email. It's ralph@bbc.co.uk. I have a good feeling in my bones about tonight. Dedicating tonight's show to Bernard McGall. Big birthday celebrations for Bernard, so I hope you're having a great night. And I hope you're going to enjoy the music this evening, Bernard. And I hope everybody is as well. A bit of Shuckin' the Corn from the legendary soundtrack of Deliverance to get us started. Paddle faster, I can hear banjos. All coming up on Ralph McLean Country.
Wonderful invention they call the radio. You can hear it anywhere you chance to go. But the static in the air sometimes makes it hard to hear. But it's not so with heaven's radio.
We're talking to John Carter Cash about this fabulous new Johnny Cash release, which is finally seeing the light of day, thanks to the work of John Carter Cash and others as well. That Waylon Jennings duet, the I'm Moving On, the old Hank Snow track, that's your father having fun, isn't it? That's him.
Oh, yeah.
That's him cutting loose, really, with the tunes that he would have loved.
Yeah, with his buddy Waylon. Yeah, and of course, they, you know, they both loved Hank Snow growing up, you know, before they either of them got into country music. Back about 1950, that was my father's favorite music.
Something like this and a project like this, it must be tainted with sadness for you as well, John, because, you know, it is your family. You can look at it as a project, but it is essentially your dad, and you're hearing your mom on this as well. So there must have been elements of poignancy about this that must have been hard to take at times for you.
Well, you know, my father in 1984 was my best friend. You know, he was focused. We were very, very close. We had fun together. We went on fishing trips and whatnot. And
what age were you, John?
Together. I was 14 years old. You know, and we had been through some dark periods. But in working on this record, I got to become reacquainted with that man that was my best friend. So I really got closer to him once again in spirit. So I take it as a blessing, you know. And then you and I get to talk about it, and more people will be excited about his music. So, I mean, it's a great blessing.
Something like this, then, you see us continuing the legacy on. I mean, some people may say, where will it end? How many more Johnny Cash albums from the vaults will appear? But this only adds to the legacy, I would imagine, in your mind, John.
If I was going through my back closet and I came across an unreleased record by Elvis Presley, you know, what would I do? Maybe a Picasso that, you know, was hidden in the attic. I would for sure take that Picasso to a museum, or take that Elvis record to a record company. If it was beautiful, You know, so I have to be objective, you know. If I went to a big fan group and said, okay, so listen, I have this beautiful Johnny Cash record that nobody's ever heard, and you're not going to get to hear it. There would be a bigger outcry for that than releasing it. So, you know.
You'd be the worst in the world, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I'd be the worst in the world then, wouldn't I?
Hello, I'm Ralph McLean, and you are very welcome to this special edition of The Evening Show, coming to you live from the beautiful Flowerfield Arts Centre in Port Stewart. What a great room, eh? We've made our way up the North Coast tonight to bring you live music and chat from some of the very finest artists in Northern Ireland today. Tonight you will hear exclusive live performances from Triona, from Mandy Bingham, John Deary and the Heads, Kieran Lavery, and right now, folks, to get us off and running. They're celebrating 25 years in the business, and fresh from two sellout shows in Dublin and Belfast, they're with us tonight. We are delighted. Please welcome them in the Flowerfield. Welcome them in Radio Ulster. The four of us.
Senses, stretch my nerves and save my soul. I want to live in my own shelter, free from terror and control. I want to kiss your heart of darkness till my mind begins to soar.
Take me home down country roads.
That's not something you get to hear every day, is it? A John Denver song in a proper bluegrass style by bluegrass royalty, you might say. Special Consensus. I love those guys. And their new album is indeed a bluegrass tribute to John Denver. It's called Country Boy. It features a whole who's who, you might say, of American bluegrass, from Dale Ann Bradley through Jim Lauderdale and John Cowan. Who else is there? Peter Rowan, who's a legend in his own right. Rhonda Vincent and Alison Brown, who also arranges and produces the whole album as well. Brilliant tribute to a truly unique star, I think, John Denver, via the world of bluegrass. It all makes sense. Now, Fraser Anderson, I mentioned, and it's Fraser I'm going to play for you now. Met this guy out at the Folk Alliance Festival in Toronto. I met him over a scone, as you do, in a rock and roll style, at a kind of free buffet breakfast thing, which inevitably lures people from Scotland and Northern Ireland. The thought of free food and a wee free orange juice was enough to get us down there at 9 o'clock in the morning. Got chatting to him, he passed me on his CD, and has since rarely been away from the office desk, it has to be said. I think it's a really beautiful CD. He has worked with some good people on it. I know Danny Thompson, the legendary bass player, plays on this track. This is Rag and Bones, and I think he's great. Fraser Anderson. I know he's been out touring about with Rob Allen, good friend of this programme, and the whole Medicine Show, which you should check out online as well. Anyway, here he is, Fraser Anderson, another play from on the Country Show. This is Rag and Bones.
Move yourself away from all these rag and bones. They only know the old.
Just call me angel of the morning.
Great version of Angel of the Morning, and you're going to blast us with a perhaps your best known composition, Chip, and a song the simplicity of which belies its genius, I think. Because the best things in life often seem simple, but there's a underlying complexity to the great wild thing, isn't there? So.
Well, you know, it's interesting that you say that. You know, I remember when I wrote that, and I remember, like I mentioned to you before, what I was looking for is a chill, a feeling. Mm. I remember when I started that song, what a chill I got. I mean, Angel of the Morning gave me a chill. The first line of Angel of the Morning, when that came out of me, there'll be no strings to bind your hands down if my love can't bind your heart, with the melody. When that came out, I was, my body was just, I didn't know what it meant. I didn't know what I just said. I scribbled it down. I knew something was important. And the same thing with Wild Thing. And people, it, in the simplicity of it. When I started that chorus, there was something just magical about it to me. And I kind of felt, I felt so good. And I knew I wanted to stop and just stop, like in Blue Suede Shoes or one of that, and just say something, and but not think about it. I just wanted to think of the feeling, being in that spirit, and just say something to in that spirit, not from my brain. So that's the way that came out. And that song, most of that song was written as I played it in the recording studio. I had the chorus. I knew I was going to stop and say it, but I wasn't sure what I was going to say. And I turned the lights out, and that's what came out.
In the dark.
In the dark.
Yeah. Off and away. Chip Taylor and John Patania, let's take the tune.
2, 3, 4. Wild Thing, you make my heart sing. You make it high, white, and handsome. That's how I like living. High, white, and handsome. That's how life should be. Low, skinny, and ugly. That's for other people. High, white, and handsome. Suits me to a T.
Song to Charlie Poole. I love it. High, wide, and handsome. As they say, it's a design for life, really, isn't it? Loudon Wainwright III, and not always associated with country, but the man can pluck a mean banjo, as is clearly shown there. Brilliant. Now, I hope you are willing to stick with me right through to the bitter end tonight. We have some very fine stuff for you. A family connection, of course, between Will Owen Jennings and his wife, Jessie Coulter, and then their son, Shooter Jennings. Three albums released all on the same label, BCR Nashville, and they're well worth listening out for if you're a fan of vintage. Well on Jennings and Jesse Coulter and Shooter Jennings, who keeps that outlaw country tradition well and truly alive, I think. So keep an ear out for that. Bridget DeMayer from the album Savannah Road. We'll have a track from that as well in this hour. John Murray from The Graceless Age. Still one of the best albums I've heard in absolutely donkey's years. Jason Isbell and Clint Bradley still to come as well. And a wee tune from a label in Italy. It's just got sent through this week. And it always pleases me to get really great quality roots music from all around the world. Just reminds you how great this music is and how it travels so well. And the themes and the stories are international. It doesn't matter about boundaries of countries. Everybody loves a good story and a good song, don't they? Delaney Davidson, Swim Down Low is the album. It's on Outside Inside Records, all the way from Milan on this occasion. So in other words, we have plenty of good stuff coming, folks. This is a great cover.
I've been beaten by the rain, whipped by the snow. I'm drunk and dirty, don't you know, but I'm still
reach out over the sun.
We're talking to Sid Griffin on BBC Radio Ulster tonight, a great admirer of the wonderful Pete Seeger. Sadly, Pete is no longer with us, of course. Sid, do you think we appreciated Pete enough in his lifetime? People will always jump up with great eulogies when a great figure like Pete passes, but did he receive the relevant respect, do you think, in his long and fruitful lifetime?
I don't think Pete Seeger got the accolades he should have received during his career, Ralph. No, I don't. During his life. No, I don't. But it's great that he got what he did receive. It's wonderful that particularly someone like Bruce Springsteen, who came out of his creative, Springsteen came out of his creative doldrums by doing that Seeger sessions. He had sort of leveled off as an artist. It was doing good work, but not the sort of A-plus legendary work that we all know Bruce Springsteen for. And after he did that Seeger sessions about 8 or 9 years ago, he was just rejuvenated, just absolutely rejuvenated, went back to being the boss. And in many ways, at least partly, inheriting Seeger's mantle as a voice of the American working class, really reinvigorating himself. But that's what Pete Seeger did. This is a guy that inspired Judy Collins, Joan Baez, Bob Dylan, quite obviously, and so on and so on, and, you know, Arlo, and so many of the or Billy Bragg, Frank Turner, Pete Seeger influenced all of them.
Do you think perhaps Pete's personal image worked against him in the rock and roll tradition? He perhaps was too upbeat a character,
yes,
and too positive a character to have that cool credibility thing that maybe Woody has or other figures of a similar,
yes,
nature have.
I've never thought about it, but yes, absolutely. That's a great question. No one's, Pete Seeger didn't have, he wasn't sexy in media terms, and he wasn't sexy in real literal terms. As Springsteen so memorably said at that the video footage of Madison Square Garden, the Pete Seeger tribute for Pete's 90th birthday, did that marvelous concert with so many singers singing Pete Seeger songs. Springsteen said, now Pete's going to come out in a minute, and he looks kind of like your goofy granddad. If you know, he wears flowery flannel shirts, and he's, you know, wiry, and he wears funny hats. But he looks like your granddad, if your granddad could kick your ass. And when you look at Pete, he wasn't a matinee idol. He was a wiry, in shape, New England, austere, man of the soil. But what a sweet and sincere guy. And he reminds me so much of not just the best of humanity, but specifically the best of the United States. And I can't think of any other singer, including Woody Guthrie, that's had more influence or has been more of a role model. None. Not Dylan, not Bob Marley, none.
Round the bend, she'll be waiting for my rifle, my pony, and me. Just my rifle, my pony, and me.
Isn't that beautiful? Fans of the movie Rio Bravo will be familiar with that tune, of course. Ricky Nelson, Dean Martin. They sing it in the jailhouse scene, don't they? Classic. And Clint Bradley's album all has that timeless vintage feel. It's absolutely beautiful. Riding After Midnight is called, and he's a member of the UK neo-rockabilly, you might call them, the Blue Cats. Hey, look at the time. Time's up, friends. I'll leave you with the twanging country guitar of Clarence White in Nashville West. Have yourself a great weekend. I'll be back Wednesday, Thursday, Friday here on BBC Radio Ulster, where music matters, and I appreciate your company on those evenings. Listen again on the iPlayer. Stay tuned to Radio Ulster. Have a great weekend. Speak soon.